Pleased now to be joined by Mark Pankratz, former Tennessee staffer. His appearance brought to you by Gambusa's Barbershop. Men belong here. The current clients know why Gambusa's has been recognized multiple times as the top barbershop in America. For those that haven't found Gambusa's Barbershop yet, well, drop by and enjoy an experience unlike any other barbershop. Two locations in the heart of Knoxville off North Shore Drive and downtown West. Mark Pankratz, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. I hope you all are doing well, too.
We are. Thank you for joining us. John Fulkerson, he's been coming off the bench. He said he's fine with that. He wants to bring some energy off the bench. He also said he wants the starters to tire out the opponent before he plays in the games. Your thoughts on Fulkerson coming off the bench?
Well, I think it's made out to be a lot easier because of the way that Euros is playing. And, Fulkerson, he can't be the focal point of an offense playing through him. He's a good passer, but just not being able to score inside to keep defenses honest. And so his energy has always been his greatest attribute. And, I do think him coming in off the bench is an added energy boost to the team. But the difference has been Euros and Viscovi's consistent ability to knock down shots and be a positive on the offensive end.
Mark, I got to admit, I wasn't expecting much out of Euros Plavsic, but in the three SEC games in which he started, he's been productive, including the last two. Has he surprised you?
Oh, absolutely. I joked around. I mean, I used to call him around the house Victory Cigar because I always felt the only time he should be in the basketball game is when the game was already decided. I was just not a big Euros face. Now, look, I mean, let's not get carried away. I mean, he is playing better. He's had double digits points. He's rebounded defensively. He has been a lot better. But Florida is gonna test him today. They're gonna throw him in a lot of ball screens, and he has improved in that area, being able to get out on the perimeter and defend ball screens. But I still think this team's ceiling is much higher if Olivier and Brandon Huntley Hatfield can make it the next step, like Euros has. But give him credit. He has far exceeded the expectations that I had for him going into the season, or even just as of 2 weeks ago.
Now, Florida's without their best inside player, Colin Castleton. How much does that help Euros? How much does it help Fulkerson?
I think it actually hurts Euros because if you look at the stats with Castleton out, this team shoots a lot more threes. They run a lot more ball screens. They are a much more perimeter-oriented team. And so, you know, when Euros has the ability to guard a big guy, now they do have Ubrite, or however you say it, that's a big guy that played a little bit more over the weekend. They don't get to match up with, but there's going to be more guards on the play and on the floor. So Euros is going to have to get out there and defend, and Florida's going to have to defend him inside. At the end of the day, this game is going to come down. It actually scares me a little bit. I think if Florida makes threes, it could be a challenging game. But we're going to have to rebound. The team that rebounds in this game, because there's going to be a lot of three ball shot. Team that rebounds is going to be the team that comes away with the victory.
Mark, Josiah Jordan James, just from a stat sheet stuffing standpoint, just really has not put up the numbers I think you would have expected for an upperclassman like him. Do you expect an uptick in James's play as the season goes on?
You know, I hope so. He is a guy. I mean, Fulkerson gets a lot of the talk about. I mean, he's the one that's been moved out of the starting lineup and his lack of play. But when you look at Josiah's statistics, I mean, he's shooting 26% from three. 18 assists, 16 turnovers. Yes, he defends, and he's our second leading rebounder. But he's not taking the step up in play that we anticipated. Matter of fact, I would say he's maybe even digressed a little bit. And so, again, that's another guy that if we're going to improve some of this offensively, and he has made big shots at times, but his inconsistency offensively is really a direct – we've seen that in a direct reflection of Tennessee's overall inconsistency. because he's just not made shots.
How much do the coaches value his ability to be able to switch and play anybody, any of the positions defensively? Do you think that's one of the intangibles or less talked about areas that maybe keeps him on the floor more for Barnes?
Well, it's definitely not the 26% from three or the 31% from the field or even the 65% from the free throw line. So it's got to be the defense and his ability to rebound, which is Barnes' calling card. But you know, our team's inability outside of Kennedy Chandler, which now when you get into SEC play, teams can really scout again. Outside of him and Zakai Ziegler, we don't have a guy that can break you down from the dribble. Really, we don't have a guy that is a really good one-on-one player. I mean, throw Euros, throw Fulkerson, throw Josiah, all the interior guys in that mix. I mean, we got a lot of standstill guys. I mean, Justin Powell's a good standstill jump shooter. You know, Viscovi's a good standstill jump shooter. But we don't have guys that can go make a play one-on-one. And Josiah is a guy that he's missed open shots and – you know, we need him to make those jump shots to give ourselves a chance to score enough points, because we know that our defense is going to keep us in the game. It's our shooting that needs to improve.
I guess Mark Pancras. Mark, are you also surprised by what Santiago Vescovi's done? Because I am. I think he's been playing at a more consistently high level than I anticipated. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, with that LSU game, and we don't win that game. We don't win a lot of these games without his, his consistency. He's making more jump shots. He defends at a much higher rate than he did, you know, a season and a half ago. He just improved his energy and his conditioning, and he just has a better feel for the game. You know, he doesn't have as many of those jumping in the air, bad turnovers that we've seen in the past. Now, he still turns the basketball over, still makes mistakes, but he has definitely been the most consistent player night in and night out for this basketball team, which is all Barnes has talked about, is what he's looking for from everybody on this roster.
I really like Kennedy Chandler, but in SEC games, he's 11 of 24 at the foul line. Mark, can you play him late in the game if he doesn't shoot better at the free throw line?
Well, it's a catch 22 for a coach. You know, he's your best playmaker. He's going to get other guys shots. Really good finisher at the rim. The person that the defense probably most keys on. But yeah, you can't be shooting 45% from the field or from the free throw line and be the guy that the team keeps the ball in his hands. And so I think you got to keep him in. But I think you're running out of bounds plays or press breakers more so to get Viscovi the basketball when you know they're in a fouling situation more so than you have Kennedy. But look, I mean, if he wants to be at playing at the next level, you got to be able to make free throws. And so I don't think it's the free throw shooting that kind of took him out of the game at the end of Vanderbilt. I think it's more of his turnovers. You know, he's almost at a 1-to-1 ratio in SEC play. That Barnes does not like or does not trust down the stretch. And then he's got to do a better job of keeping guys in front of him. Appleby's going to be a guy that's attacking downhill tonight. You know, defensively, Kennedy's got to improve keeping guys out of the paint that he's guarding.
Our guest, Mark Pancras, his appearance brought to you by Gambusa's Barbershop, Knoxville's world-class barbershop with two locations in the heart of Knoxville off North Shore Drive and downtown West. Online booking available at gambusasbarbershop.com.
Mark, you talked about without Castleton for Florida, how they're more perimeter oriented, shooting a lot of threes. I think of their last loss on Monday where they had to play that makeup game, and it's three games in 5 days for them now. I think they might have shot 14% from beyond the three-point line. But what else stands out to them that maybe you haven't mentioned so far?
Well, no judgment from Tennessee fans on shooting 14% from three.
Right.
We've all
right.
Been there and watched that. Huh? Yeah, I think you know, Reeves and Appleby. You know, they're guards that are really going to attack downhill. I mean, you look at the way Mike White has played a lot of ball screens, kind of spread you out more of that. What you've seen from an Alabama or an Arkansas NBA type style of play, And, you know, they force turnovers. They're going to get out and hedge ball screens and try to get up in us and really bother Kennedy Chandler in their defensive coverages. And so, you know, maybe it's just cautious nerves. You know, I know Tennessee's favored and Florida's not won in Thompson Bowling Arena since like 2014 and, you know, all the things. My concern is that maybe it's because I saw Georgia win and Missouri almost beat Auburn last night. Florida's due for a good game. They're getting more comfortable with Castleton being out. They're going to shoot threes, and I've seen it before where Florida, where you got guys that are typically not great jump shooters, make shots. And when that happens, now we start getting away from the game plan and keeping guys out of the paint, and we get overexposed and run it out at three-pointers, which then just opens up the driving lanes for what Florida's really good at. Is getting into those lanes and now getting finishes at the rim. So, you know, hopefully Tennessee can keep them honest and defend ball screens and not allow our offense to put a bunch of pressure on our defense, because we do a good job of taking care of the basketball and making jump shots ourselves.
Mark, how do you explain what we see night in, night out, the variance in Alabama?
Man, there's perimeter oriented. There's got to be a disconnect with inconsistency. You know, when your team is you know, playing as one unit, playing together. I mean, Tennessee struggles from offense at times, but you know, defensively we're typically pretty good. You know, take aside the Kentucky game where you know they're knocking down everything in sight. Alabama, there's just some issues going on guys hunting their shot too much, not moving the basketball as much, and then defending not at the level that they're capable of, because that's too good of a basketball team to lose to a Georgia team that is just not good at all. They're on their heels now, 13-6 or whatever they are. They're back on their heels now as far as even an NCAA tournament run.
Mark, we have just a little time left, but I want to ask you this. So Auburn ascends to number one, and they barely beat Missouri. Back in 2008, Tennessee was number one, beating Memphis, and then lost to Vanderbilt the next week. Is it difficult for a team that reaches number one to handle that mantle when you haven't been there before?
It is. I mean, you know, you heard Cal talk about it in his post game. With Kentucky, I mean, those kids, that program is used to every night the team getting up for a highly ranked or a number one team in the country, such as Auburn now. So it is challenging. There is newness to that. You know, but that's ultimately what gets teams better by the end of the year, because you are getting everybody's best matchup. You know, if Florida was coming in here tonight, ranked, you know, top 10 in the country, I probably wouldn't have as much nerves or concern as I do about this basketball game, because Tennessee's playing a little bit better and everyone's starting to talk around campus that they're getting things figured out. And this is just one of those games that Florida is talented enough to come in here. You know, there is some challenges as being number one in the country. Missouri, gosh, I wish they would have pulled that one out. I thought they would have had a chance to do it. All the conversation on Konzo not fouling at the end of the game, which I would have fouled, but they definitely had a chance, and Auburn was able to pull it out.
Hey, Mark, great to catch up with you. Look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks so much, guys, for having me. Have a great rest of your night.
You too. And Mark's appearance brought to you by Gambusa's Barbershop. Men belong here. Current clients know why Gambusa's has been recognized multiple times as the top barbershop in America. Two locations in the heart of Knoxville, off North Shore Drive and downtown West.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.